Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of April 4th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So happy Easter! Today is Easter and also the last day of Passover. We've officially made it through the first quarter of 2021. Time is flying, life is picking up speed right now, and we're heading into April with lots of new beginnings energy on our side. April is about clarity, getting your spark back and forward momentum. It's time to get your groove back and start living life on your terms. So the first half of the month is very Aries, with the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Chiron, and even the Moon for a couple days, all in Aries. And this gives us the confidence that we need to break free from the previous 12-month cycle and start fresh. The second half of the month, we start to feel grounded and things get interesting. Mercury, Venus, and the Sun conjunct Uranus and Taurus. So we're talking about a quadruple conjunction that involves Uranus, which is the planet of surprises. So change is definitely on the horizon. All the personal planets in astrology will be shifting signs this month. So we'll be feeling some significant energy shifts, big energy shifts this month. We've been talking about spring energy for at least the past month, probably 2 months, because I've been so excited about spring this year. We've talked about adding more fruits and veggies to our diet and adding more exercise to burn off some of that stagnant winter energy. We've talked about this being a time to start over with lots of forward moving energy. But what we haven't talked about yet is how hard this transition could be. So because of being locked down the past year, this spring transition, is much harder than it's been in the past. The world is different now. We're unsure. We're burned out, frankly. We're not sure how to live our lives in a new way yet. We've had so many internal shifts that going back out into the world with these new ways of being can be stressful. And remember that even good change is stressful. Buying a home, getting married, starting a new job, those are all at the top of the stress scale. So it makes sense that after being quarantined for a year and all of the trauma that we have experienced collectively, that we'd feel some stress right now. But also right now, we have this opportunity, a huge opportunity, for a do-over in life. This is a fresh start, a clean slate. So this week, spend some time thinking about how you want your life to be from now going forward. Is it time to quit your job, marry the love of your life, downsize, start a new business, have a slower life? Make the decision on how you want to live. Of course, we can have a life do-over at any time, but right now, we have this gift of this energy from the universe to start over. We've had a year of taking a time out, almost like we're little kids and we've been sitting in the corner thinking about our actions and we realize some important things about ourselves and we're now ready to move forward and make those changes. I've realized that I want a very slow life. Very slow life. I love how slow life has been this past year. Now my work is to implement the changes in my life to make it slow. Maybe I limit the number of hours I work. Maybe I say no to more things. Maybe, and this is a big maybe, I move to a place closer to nature that fits my idea of a slower life. So right now, with that knowledge in my head, I'm making plans for a road trip early summer, late spring to Montana to look for a new place to live. So how are you being reborn this spring? Almost every client I've talked to has had major life changes happening right now. people quitting their jobs, people getting engaged, people getting divorced, people starting new businesses. And these are all positive things, but they can also be stressful. So go slow. Go really slow right now. Appreciate and celebrate all the steps that you're taking toward the new you. This week is all about Aries energy. So Aries is the cardinal fire sign of the zodiac. And Aries season is all about taking action, acting on our passions, and fearlessly charging toward our goals. We head into April with both the sun and the love planet Venus in Aries. And this emboldens us when it comes to romance. So this might be the time when you start online dating, or you might get up the nerve to ask somebody out. There's a dude in my building that I'm gonna go ask out for coffee. So love is definitely in the air right now. So today, April 4th, Mercury leaves Pisces and it enters Aries. So this brings clarity, and if you felt a little lethargic lately while Mercury was in Pisces, Mercury in Aries, which starts today, will help you become more assertive and confident and have a little bit more energy. We love that. And then on April 11th, next Sunday, we have a new moon in Aries, and there's five planets in the sign with this new moon. So this is a let's do it vibe. So, and of course, when we have a new moon in Aries, we want to do all the Aries stuff. We want to move forward. We want to pioneer. We want to explore. We want to take a stand. And we want to get involved with projects that define the truth of who we are. So we got big stuff happening here. So it makes complete sense that the big changes, stepping fully into ourselves, fully into the reason that we're here this lifetime. These are big things that could be stressful. And we're moving forward whether you are ready or not. So just be aware of this and go at your own pace, go easy, and let divine timing take care of things. So divine timing is one of my favorite things ever. I think of divine timing as a gift. So sometimes if we want to be further ahead than where we are, that gift can seem like restrictive rather than generous. But divine timing works similar to traffic that moves systematically so that not just one car, but many cars can reach their destination with greater harmony and alignment. So we're like individual cars that have to stop at red lights, and at other times we can zoom through many green lights. And there's no need to bother yourself about time. When doors open, walk through them. When there's no doors opening, we rest and reflect. The divine is responsible for the timing of every event and opportunity. All you need to do is live your life and let the universe work out the timing. Okay, easier said than done, right? So anxiety and frustration can happen when we try to push things on our timeline. This certainly happens all the time with relationships, and I'm guilty of this too. We want to know when we're going to meet the partner, or when we're going to the new job will be here, or when we're going to find our dream house. The problem with knowing when is that there are other people involved, so maybe your new partner isn't ready to meet you yet. Maybe they're with somebody else right now. Or maybe they're taking their time to get their shit together before you meet. Both of these good things that you're waiting to meet. Maybe the person leaving your new job isn't quite ready to move on yet. Maybe they haven't found their new dream job. Maybe the people living in your new home need to find their new home before they're ready to move. So it's not just us that we have to think about our own divine timing. We got billions of people on the planet where divine timing is like this complex traffic issue where we all know that we're getting to the place that we need to be at the exact right time for all of us. You will have much more peace of mind if you can just live in the flow, to live in the now. Appreciate where you are now. Appreciate what's happening right now. Try to put the when out of your mind, because we know it's going to happen at the exact right time. So this week, decide how you're going to change your life and then take some action. Take the first steps toward the new you. There's no need to rush. remember that there are no planets retrograde this month. So we let the energy of the universe kind of help us and move us right along right now. No pressure. Some of us will be moving forward full speed ahead right away, and some of us will be revving up slowly. Either way, whatever you're feeling is what's right for you. This is not a race. Divine timing. Everything is happening in the exact right time. So as always, thank you for listening. Happy Easter. Be patient with yourself this week. Move at your own pace. But figure out where you're going and take some steps in that direction. Have a fantastic week. Thank you for listening once again, and I will talk to you next week.